WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. How is everybody doing today? My name is Ian, and this is the morning show on WVUA-FM. I'm by myself for this show. I don't know where everybody is, but I'm pretty tired. You know, biking here is not, especially in the cold, it's not fun. And I just came to the realization today that it's cold because it was raining last night. But I just woke up and I was like, why is it so cold? And I was like, oh yeah, there was like a tornado or something last night. So it's just like, it gets really cold here. And I try to explain it to my friends up north how cold it gets. And I just get told to stop whining, that I'm acting like a baby. So yeah. Biking is just not, it's fun and it's not fun. Especially, it's not fun in the morning, it's not fun in the cold, it's not fun at all. Unless, I don't know. But anyways, I don't know what else to talk about. I mean, usually I'm talking with other 2 to 3 other co-hosts, but I am by myself, so yeah. Up next is Never Alright by Built This Bill here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We're back with the morning show. How's everybody doing? My name is Ian, and right now I have pulled up a very interesting C-Dubs article. Shout out C-Dubs. So, the article goes something like this. With over 25,000 spaces, students continue to struggle with campus parking. So, the article talks about how the Crimson White conducted an Instagram poll asking both residential and commuter students at the University of Alabama about their experiences parking on campus. And so, this article goes into what it's like dealing with the parking issue as a residential student. It goes into how commuter students deal with parking, and as well as it delves into these alternatives that fall short of just driving to class every day. Which I find very interesting. I mean, so some of the alternatives that they were talking about is that some of these people, they have to park far away, so off campus, and then have to walk on campus. And the issue with that is that they can't go to their car, you know, after class sometimes, maybe because they got another class afterwards. So there's no point in walking all the way to your car to have to run all the way back. They also talk about the bus and how the bus falls short because for some people, they're spending most of their day, you know, waiting at the bus stop and waiting for a bus. And I just find that, I find it very interesting. It's something that there's definitely an overpopulation of drivers here in UA. There's too many drivers on the road, and it'd be more interesting to see if more buses were running and less cars on the road. Because honestly, there's too many drivers, if I'm being honest. Too many drivers. Yeah, I mean, the alternatives are also, while they do help, at the same time, they are a problem for some, for the people that use them, because, I mean, you're spending most of your day sitting and waiting for the bus to come to pick you up, to then drive you all the way back home. It's just a lot of time taken out of your day. And it's a very interesting article. I suggest going to the Crimson White to finish the article. But I just think that it poses interesting questions that I don't have the answer to, but I would like to see fixed with my time here at UA. So, up next is One of a Kind by Marbles here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, welcome back to the morning show. My name is Ian, and I'm going to give you guys the weather. So right now, it's 40 degrees. Really cold. The highest it could get to today is going to be 53, and the lowest is going to be 33. But what's going to happen is it's going to be 40 degrees, and it's going to slowly go up to around 45 to 47 ish degrees till around 5 p.m. Then from 6 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., it's going to go from around 30-ish to the 20s, only to pick up at 9 a.m. tomorrow to be around 37 degrees. So overall, it's going to be a cold day, cold night, a cold tomorrow morning. My favorite. Yay. But here is Ocean Roads by Melody's Echo Shame here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The morning show. So I have found a really good news article. It's really interesting. So it goes, ringed planet that defies known physics discovered in outer reaches of our solar system. And so it's a planet that, like Saturn, has a ring. It's actually a dwarf planet, and it has a ring around it like Saturn. And this was recently discovered with a European telescope. And yeah, it's really crazy that we found a planet like this way, way, way off in the other reach of our, the end of our solar system. So yeah, I can't believe it. The planet's name is Quaro. I can't really pronounce that. Q-U-A-O-A-R. So, it apparently breaks a long-standing principle in astronomy that details the disk of dust and debris will inevitably coalesce and form a moon. That any celestial object with an appreciable gravitational field will have a limit within which an approaching celestial object will be pulled to pieces, known as a Roche limit. I don't know what any of that means. I just think it's cool that we have discovered a planet that, at the edge of our solar system, that is defying, that defines known physics. So I wonder if it's going to put the put ideas of physics to be reconsidered and retested. Because if it's defying known physics, I mean, it's got to be something cool then, right? Like, it's got to be something pretty groundbreaking and making scientists rethink what they know about science and physics. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a cool planet. The ring is not like Saturn's. Yeah, I mean, it is, but like, at least from like the 3D mock-up that I see, there's only one layer of ring of a ring. It's a very thin ring, and it doesn't form like Saturn's, where like goes around. I think it looks more like Neptune's. Does Neptune have a ring? I think Neptune has a ring. I don't really remember my planets here. Let me look this up. Let me look this up quickly. I'm pretty sure Neptune has a ring. So, is it Neptune that has a ring? Yeah. Now, it doesn't even look like Neptune's either. It's more, I don't even know. It's thinner than Neptune's. It looks thinner than Saturn. So, yeah. Which, Saturn, if I remember correctly, Saturn real images. No. It's crazy. So, yeah, I hope. It would be interesting to see kind of modern physics maybe change a little bit due to this discovery. I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. It would be funny to think that it does change. Or someone have to update due to the fact of this breaking discovery. So, yeah. Up next is Can't Be Sure by the Sundays here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning. Welcome back to the morning show. So this is the last segment for today. I hope everybody had a good morning. If you got any tests today, good luck. Anything due, good luck. I hope you guys enjoyed. So up next is Twilight Galaxy by Metric. Here on 90.7, The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.